course, it's a big day for Peyton Manning and the Broncos offense as they look to bounce back from their very first loss of the season. Thank you for joining us out here on the field. I'm Phil Maloney. I'm joined by Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. And guys, if the Broncos want to bounce back, they're going to have to do it shorthanded.
Yeah, Aqib Talib out due to suspension this weekend. Two touchdowns, three interceptions, eight pass deflections. That's a lot to lose out of a defensive lineup. However, I do think that they are poised with plenty of depth at that secondary position.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of depth on defense. We've heard about it all season long. The guy who might be stepping into Talib's role, Bradley Roby.
Yeah, Bradley Roby, he's basically playing starters reps at this point because the Broncos do so much stuff in sub packages, and he's the number three cornerback. He's going to step up and play more, and certainly he's had a good season so far and is pretty stout in coverage. The guy who's really going to have to step up, though, Kayvon Webster, number three cornerback today. Hasn't played that much this year because he's been the fourth cornerback, but he had some playing time in Oakland last month, broke up a pass. He's had some potential. Guys like Chris Harris Jr. will tell you that he could be at least a number three cornerback, if not a starting cornerback, on a lot of other teams. So the Broncos need to play like that today.
Yeah, definitely. Webster in the mix. And, hey, the Kansas City Chiefs know what Bradley Roby is capable of. He had the big fumble return for a touchdown in Kansas City. But it's definitely tough to replace a Pro Bowl player like Aqib Talib. He has two touchdowns on the season on the pick sixes. But there's definitely a reason why the Broncos drafted Bradley Roby in the first round a year ago.
I have great confidence in him. You know, he's really operated as a starter. We've played a lot of what we call single. We've been, you know, three corners on the field a great deal because of the way our division is, the way, you know, the people we've been playing. This week, I don't expect to be any different, you know, so that moves Kayvon up, obviously. But Rose played really good, you know, second-year guy, a lot of expectations, and I think he's turning into a really fine pro, doing a good job.
So we saw the play there that Bradley Roby made. He scooped up the fumble there for the touchdown. What do you think it's going to be like for him, kind of stepping into a new role for him?
Well, I think there's a big reason why the Broncos drafted him in the first round. I think this is his time to shine. I think this is his opportunity to really show people that, yes, he is a first-round pick. You think about it, like you said, great game against Kansas City. He had the interception against Detroit. So he's shown throughout the season, even though it might not have been in starters' reps, that he's able to do a lot with the time he's given.
And really, the thing is, you need three starting caliber cornerbacks just to get through any game, let alone when you lose someone like Talib. So that's why the Broncos picked him last year in the first round. And then, you know, look at the way they've invested in this position. Aqib Talib, obviously, but he's not playing today. But Chris Harris Jr. got the big contract extension last year. Roby, first-round pick. Kayvon Webster, a third-round pick back in 2013. You want all that investment in that depth and quality of cornerback to pay off today.
Yeah, definitely. And Aqib Talib is not the only Pro Bowler who will be missing from this Broncos defense. DeMarcus Ware missing his second game this season with a back injury. Mace, how concerning is this?
Well, when you're talking about an 11th-season guy who missed one game and probably would have been two if not for the bye last month because of a back problem, you're very concerned. So I think the Broncos are going to be especially cautious with him. And even when he comes back, wouldn't surprise me if they limited his reps a little bit and he didn't see as much playing time, even though he's been very effective, obviously, this year. You know, the thought may be that perhaps he rushed back a little bit when he had the back problem from last month. So they're going to be very cautious. So it could, you know, he's day-to-day, but it could be a little bit before he's back on the field, but Broncos have some depth there.
Yeah, Ware leads the team with 6.5 sacks, but like Mace said, maybe they can afford to let him heal because of their depth along the defensive line, a guy like Shaq Barrett.
Shaq Barrett, new and improved, new diet, new player, right? I mean, 31 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles. Those are numbers of a starting linebacker in the NFL. A lot of teams would love to have a guy like Shaq Barrett in their starting lineup. However, because of the depth, we use that word again with the Denver defense, depth, he's relegated to backup reps. However, he has done most of his damage on the road. This crowd at Sports Authority Field hasn't really gotten a chance to see him in action in starters' reps. So hopefully he'll take advantage of this opportunity here at home.
Yeah, he's really bursted onto the scene so far this year. No more sugar on his spaghetti, so maybe that's one of the reasons why. In addition to Shaq Barrett, though, Shane Ray will be coming back today. The timing couldn't have been any better for him as Ware gets out. Shane Ray looks like he might be ready to go after partially tearing his MCL against Cleveland.
Shaq, he's proven that he can come in and play at a high level. And that's what we're looking forward to, him coming in, making a lot of plays for us while DeMarcus is down.
You know, he's going to play more than he's ever played. So I think we're going to find out a lot about him here, you know, over the course of the next few weeks, because now you know you're the starter. You know you're going to play a lot. So we'll see. But his work has been really good. And we really need Shane Ray to step up for us and this football team here, you know, so it's good to have him coming back. So, you know, the group's got to play well. However that pans out, the group needs to play well. Lorente needs to play better. Kenny may get involved outside, so we just need them to do their job as a group.
Mace, today we see Shaq Barrett in there, Shane Ray in there. How important will it be to get after Alex Smith?
Well, it's huge, but you've got to be careful in getting after him, because if you attack him too much and he breaks contain in the pocket, he's going to make plays with his feet. So you've got to be a little bit cautious. I'm not saying necessarily have someone spying on him, but you've got to make sure that you limit his opportunities to take off and run with the football, because it's a very effective part of his game. And, you know, with Shane Ray coming back, of course, you know, he had some ups and downs when he played against Kansas City back in week 2, so I know he's looking to atone for that.
Yeah, this is the third week in a row that the Broncos have played a guy like this, and Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, and then now Alex Smith. We saw Ray return to practice this week. What was he able to do out there on the practice field?
He looked good in practice. You think we just saw a little bit of it up on the scoreboard, pass rushing drills, getting around the dummy, getting low, getting the leverage. I thought he looked pretty good in practice this week. He looked fresh, and hopefully that translates today.
Yeah, he said one of the things he was hoping to see is how would his knee react to some contact. We'll definitely certainly see that today as Shane Ray hopes to pick off where he left off. The Broncos' first-round pick, Shane Ray, was back at practice on Wednesday. And it was a bit of a surprise considering it's about 2.5 weeks earlier than he was expected to return from a sprained MCL he suffered against Cleveland.
I felt good. I didn't feel any pain. I felt comfortable and just felt like me again. So hopefully I'll be back on the field soon and be able to play.
You know, he looked good. We did a lot of teaching today. We maxed up on reps, kind of went double what we normally go on Wednesdays as far as repetition. Did a lot of teaching, but he had a good day. He'll be full go tomorrow. And the expectations are that if he comes through the week good, that he'll be ready to go.
Ray said the biggest thing standing in his way from playing against the Chiefs this Sunday is contact. He wants to see how his knee feels when he hits someone.
You know, I've just been working hard with Greek in the training room, just trying to get back and take care of myself and stay on top of it, just kind of help me get ready. And it's paid off, and hopefully I'll be on the field this week. If not, you know, whenever they say I'll be ready, I'll be out there.
We are just getting started on the BTV Live pregame show. When we come back, we'll hear about the Broncos offense, and we'll be joined by KOA News Radio's Andy Lindahl.